Part 4. Part 4 consists of two tasks. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about their jobs. Now look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H which profession each speaker is talking about. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H the comment each speaker makes about their profession. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
Working with other people does give me some sense of satisfaction, but there are plenty of bad days. I usually have to work long hours for little pay. What keeps me going is knowing that I can make a real difference in the community. It always brings a smile to my face knowing that I've got a teenager off the street, and more importantly, to get them clean. As I said though, I'm reaching the end of my tether as I'm becoming run down lately, and I just can't keep my eyes open at work. Balancing this profession with my busy family life often gets me down.
Speaker 2.
When I first started, I was over the moon because I thought this would be an exciting job to have. It does have its ups and downs, though. It allows me to converse with glamorous types at certain events, and obviously we get press passes, so we don't need to queue up with the general public. I've been to the Oscars, the Grammys, and lots of film premieres. The main issue I have is that after a great day at work, they send me to a fancy do where I meet some celebs who are stuck up and rude. They make you feel like an idiot who's nowhere near their level. I find this type of behavior creates an atmosphere that's uncomfortable for me. I pride myself on what I've achieved, but it's taken away by a few flippant comments.
Speaker 3.
I've always wanted to work with the public day in, day out, so this job is the perfect match for me. I like many of my daily tasks, but what really tops it off for me is that I get a great sense of satisfaction from seeing the results. It's all that hard work you see in some professions where there is no end product, but that's not the case for me. I've got several regular elderly patients on my books that I have to monitor, and that's nice because you build relationships over time. The only downside is dealing with bereavements, but that isn't too common. On the whole, a great profession to be in.
Speaker 4.
I suppose when people ask me about my job, it's easy to gauge an answer before I respond. I'm sure they can tell by my body language, not an ounce of enthusiasm. I can't blame too many people, though. Not concentrating at school is solely my fault, and it's gotten me into this dead-end job. Sometimes you can have a laugh with people on the street, but mostly people don't want to speak to your average dustman. It's not the pay that annoys me. Just the stress I get from doing the same old job from Monday to Friday. It really gets on my nerves after a while, because time seems to stop when you have nothing interesting to do.
Speaker 5.
To tell you the truth, I absolutely love my job. It has reasonable hours and pay, and there's always demand for work, so I'm never bored waiting for more business to arrive. There are difficult times when dealing with the odd clogged system or some burst pipes in awkward areas, but on the whole, it's pretty satisfying. You can get the occasional tea thrown in too, and some biscuits if you're lucky. One thing for me that's changed in the past 5 years is how hard you have to work now. You can't take your time doing one job properly now, as it's all about the amount of customers you have in order to survive. Also, because of the influx of foreigners, charging less for quotes is normal, but all traders can't survive anymore, so it's important to stay on your feet.
Now you'll hear the recording again. Speaker 1.
Working with other people does give me some sense of satisfaction, but there are plenty of bad days. I usually have to work long hours for little pay. What keeps me going is knowing that I can make a real difference in the community. It always brings a smile to my face knowing that I've got a teenager off the street, and more importantly, to get them clean. As I said, though, I'm reaching the end of my tether as I'm becoming run down lately, and I just can't keep my eyes open at work. Balancing this profession with my busy family life often gets me down.
Speaker 2.
When I first started, I was over the moon because I thought this would be an exciting job to have. It does have its ups and downs, though. It allows me to converse with glamorous types at certain events, and obviously we get press passes, so we don't need to queue up with the general public. I've been to the Oscars, the Grammys, and lots of film premieres. The main issue I have is that after a great day at work, they send me to a fancy do where I meet some celebs who are stuck up and rude. They make you feel like an idiot who's nowhere near their level. I find this type of behavior creates an atmosphere that's uncomfortable for me. I pride myself on what I've achieved, but it's taken away by a few flippant comments.
Speaker 3.
I've always wanted to work with the public day in, day out, so this job is the perfect match for me. I like many of my daily tasks, but what really tops it off for me is that I get a great sense of satisfaction from seeing the results. It's all that hard work you see in some professions where there is no end product, but that's not the case for me. I've got several regular elderly patients on my books that I have to monitor, and that's nice because you build relationships over time. The only downside is dealing with bereavements, but that isn't too common. On the whole, a great profession to be in.
Speaker 4.
I suppose when people ask me about my job, it's easy to gauge an answer before I respond. I'm sure they can tell by my body language, not an ounce of enthusiasm. I can't blame too many people, though. Not concentrating at school is solely my fault, and it's gotten me into this dead-end job. Sometimes you can have a laugh with people on the street, but mostly people don't want to speak to your average dustman. It's not the pay that annoys me, just the stress I get from doing the same old job from Monday to Friday. It really gets on my nerves after a while, because time seems to stop when you have nothing interesting to do.
Speaker 5.
To tell you the truth, I absolutely love my job. It has reasonable hours and pay, and there's always demand for work, so I'm never bored waiting for more business to arrive. There are difficult times when dealing with the odd clogged system or some burst pipes in awkward areas, but on the whole it's pretty satisfying. You can get the occasional tea thrown in too, and some biscuits if you're lucky. One thing for me that's changed in the past 5 years is how hard you have to work now. You can't take your time doing one job properly now, as it's all about the amount of customers you have in order to survive. Also, because of the influx of foreigners, charging less for quotes is normal, but all traders can't survive anymore, so it's important to stay on your feet.
That's the end of part 4. Remember that on the test day, you will have 5 minutes to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. The supervisor will remind you when there's 1 minute left, so that you're sure to finish in time. When time is up, candidates will be asked to stop writing and the supervisor will collect the question papers and the answer sheets. That is the end of the test.